Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāmi. Teachings these days on Buddhism seem to vary from one extreme to another in terms of whether they are recommending action or inaction. In every respect, some teachers recommend no effort, not doing anything, it's not about doing anything. Others recommend effort in all areas of life. So what's the right answer here? Where is the Buddha's teaching actually on this dimension? Where does it lie? Well, we can see that the Buddha recommended action in some cases and inaction in others, which is possibly where these different teachings have arisen from. So often it's the case that teaching to a given individual is mistaken as a general teaching. Buddha actually recommended some people to act in different circumstances, both inwardly and outwardly. A principle that guides all this is encapsulated by the Serenity Prayer, which would say that one should have the courage to change the things one can change, and one should have the serenity to accept the things that one cannot change, and one should have the wisdom to know the difference. So the Buddha points at the field of our intentional action, particularly as the thing that we can change. Our actions of body, speech and mind are things that we can change, are things that form our future, our karma, run along with our intentional actions of body, speech and mind. But then there's a lot of things that we can't change, a lot of things in the world that we can do nothing about. So we have to have a way of dividing these two things. As individuals, then sometimes we can be very active people or quite laid back people. We need to then go against our tendency to be too laid back in areas in which we can make a difference, or too active in areas in which we can't. So I often find these days that people come to the monastery, that people worry a lot about the world and about things in the world that actually they can do very little about. Their actions they can do something, but they can't really affect the problem very much. Or they have no voice, really. So as monks, then, being less in touch with the world and the news and so on, this affects us less. So it's quite noticeable how when lay people come and they talk about politics or the environment or whatever it is, they can get very upset about these things, and that the kind of futility of this can strike home if these are areas that you're not so involved with. I would question whether it's wise to watch the news, for example, whether one just gets stirred up about things that we can't do much about. But then I have, you know, for myself, I found that some particular stories in the news, or particular types of news, I found myself interested in because they offer an opportunity to spread metta to those concerned. Metta can be a general practice, so one doesn't really need to know the details of what's going on, of people suffering. One can just spread metta to all beings who are suffering. And yet sometimes it can add a focus to the mind or generate wholesome qualities of compassion or kindness to follow a story. So I followed the story of the Chilean miners, for example, and put a recent one of the children murdered in the school in the United States. Then I took a picture from the newspaper and put it up on my shrine and spread metta to the children. But also I didn't have that picture there all the time. You know, this was a practice that I would pick up and then put down again. So this can be an important principle. If we pick something up like this, then can we pick it up and put it down again? This is what a trained mind can do, can pick up what is worthwhile to pick up and do something with it and then put it down again, or not pick up something that's not worthwhile to pick up. So you can see the act of picking things up. You could see the act of picking them up and carrying them around. And this is obviously really, this we don't need to do, is it? We don't need to carry things around with us. Put and place the world on our shoulders. And as the perspective we have in this respect can change a lot through years of practice or deepening practice. We begin to abandon a lot of areas of engagement that we previously, things that we were caught up in previously, and pick up the things that are really worthwhile. We aim ourselves at the fertile ground, the mind, cultivating the mind, which is something that we can work with and something that really lasts. And notice in the Serenity Prayer how these are different qualities that we're developing, the courage to change what we can change. The serenity to accept the things that we can't, and the wisdom to know the difference. So there are three different qualities that we're looking to develop here, not a single one. A matter of courage, a matter of serenity, and a matter of wisdom. And all of it, we're looking on with merciful eyes at the whole thing. Merciful eyes, I like that. This is another Christian principle, to look on with merciful eyes. So as we become more aware of our own minds, we need to see quality of our awareness, and we can start to see whether these qualities are there, or when they're there and when they're not there, and we lack the courage to try and change something. Our energy suffers, if we don't act when we could have acted, then we feel disempowered. Or if we act in a futile way, also we feel disempowered. So I'll offer this one for your reflection.